This year marks the 50th anniversary of the Northland Centre in Derry. For half a century, Northlands has carried a simple but life-changing message. Recovery is possible, people matter, and no one should face addiction alone. What began in the 1970s as an education initiative grew into something far, far greater. It became a community of support and ultimately a regional treatment centre that has helped people from right across the north. Its work has not only transformed lives, but it has also challenged the shame and stigma that is so often surrounds addiction. It has replaced silence with understanding and has brought hope to those that were in despair. In the city I represent, it is difficult to find a family whose story has not in some way been touched by the care, professionalism and humanity that is offered there. For many, a second chance in life can be traced directly back to the support that they got and received in the Northland Centre. While anniversaries are rightly moments of celebration, but they must also be moments of reflection. Demand for addiction services are rising, substances are evolving, the challenges facing families are becoming more complex and more urgent. Those working on the front line are clear in their message. Without additional capacity, need will outstrip provision. If we are serious about value and recovery, then we must be serious about investing in it. That requires a joined-up commitment to ensure that the North West has a fully supported, properly resourced residential addiction treatment centre capable of meeting both present and future needs. The people who seek help are not statistics. They are our neighbours, they are our friends, they are our sons and they are our daughters. They deserve more than recognition. They deserve action that matches the courage it takes to ask for help. As we mark 50 years of extraordinary service, I extend my sincere thanks to Tommy and all the staff and volunteers and everyone who has sustained this vital work in the Northlands. I also urge the Health Minister to match that same determination so that hope and recovery remain available to every family who needs it in the decades ahead.